So we're Badgers now, just after Cray Valley's 5-1 win over Ashford United in the Emirates FA Cup. And with manager Paul Gross. Paul, you must be delighted after that result.
Yeah, of course. I'm still a bit. You go into today's game after Monday's performance, and you think you don't need it. It's a bit of a tough one. You wonder how the boys are going to react. I asked for a reaction Monday. Well and truly got it today, so delighted. First win. We didn't get a win last year as a management team, as a team in the FA Cup, so that's got that one out of the way. And just an all-round good performance, and it just shows what a good set of group of lads, not just on the football pitch, off the football pitch. I questioned them, I asked them what they've got about them, and they come back and well and truly ran the answer down my throat. So fair play to them for sticking at it and getting themselves out of a dodgy situation from Monday night. Fully deserved as well, fully deserved. Only ever one team in it. So it's just frustrating that you go from Monday to that. But look, we can put Monday behind us now. They've set a marker, and that's what I expect now of them. So the lads deserve all the credit. What a great performance from them.
Yeah, I know you won't want to single out any particular player, but Rory Hill's getting a hat-trick today.
Yeah, Rory's got an hat-trick. Like you say, you can't single out. The more I look back on things, when you do your talks and that, it's early and it's emotional, straight off the pitch. Even when I talk to you, things are still running through my head. But also, Luke's save at 3-1. We're 3-1 down. Luke pulls off a save out the top corner from a free kick. He had nothing else to do all day today, and he saves that because 3-2, if they get a goal back and we go 3-2, last 20 minutes becomes a bit nervy. So he saves that, so a big mention to him as well. But Rory's quality, we know that. But I applaud all the lads who had a bad game Monday, and they put that behind them and just showed what real quality they are. And all right, Rory's got the hat trick today, fair enough, but there's no one works harder for the team than Rory, and he realises he can't do it with the other lads, and they are just a good team and a good group to work with.
And just finally, Luke Harvey collected a dead leg at Fisher on Monday, lasted 16 minutes today. Is he likely to be okay for the weekend against Tunbridge Wells?
Look, who knows, but he come in early today, he had a fitness test, felt he was all right. We looked at him, we said he was all right. I brought Al Wayne in today for a bit. I thought their centre-halves would be different than what they were. I brought him in for a bit of a physical element. Luke's had to come off again injured, but that's why I put Marshy on the bench, because I know that he could come on and do the job for me if Luke was injured. And unfortunately, he picked up an early knock on that injury again. So, but look, he's got to prove his fitness again, because I've got three good strikers there. Four, not forgetting Alex on his way back from recovery from an injury. So we'll see how he is in a week, and then we'll take it from there. But yeah, I've got no problems. He's injured, another one steps in and takes their chance, hopefully.
Okay, Paul, thanks. I mean, look forward to seeing you at Tunbridge Wells next Saturday.
Yeah, cheers, Frank.